Well, I love that today is a baptism because it means that on Pentecost I get to wear my red scarf, which is also known as a stole. And we wear it for Easter, so I've got a picture of the cross with a crown of thorns around it. But I also get to wear it for Pentecost, where we have the flames of fire. And that's what we heard about today. So the background to this story, just to place it in the Easter story, is that we've had Easter. Jesus has died. He came back to life. He was seen by his disciples for, we think, about 40 days. He spent time with his followers and was seen by many. It wasn't just one or two women on the first day. He was seen by many people. And then 10 days ago, the church celebrated what's known as the Ascension Day, the day when the disciples saw Jesus go up into heaven and was hidden by clouds. But just before he went, Jesus said, "Stay in Jerusalem, because you will receive power when the Spirit comes." The disciples didn't know what that meant, but they stayed in Jerusalem. They were probably really scared because their leader had been crucified. People were probably still after them. They weren't quite sure what was going on. They'd said he was to come back to life. Not many people believed him, believed them. What was going on? And then we have this start. And if you have your Bibles, please keep them open at Acts chapter 2. Because here it says at the beginning of chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost came. Now that word Pentecost is a Greek word, pronounced, I think, Pentecoste. And it's the Greek for 50th. And it means the 50th day after the resurrection. But it's also the day when it was another great celebration in Jerusalem. And loads of people would have been there from around the region, as we've heard and we'll explore in a minute. And it says everybody was gathered together. Jesus had gone, they didn't know what to do, but what they did know is that they would need to gather together for support and for prayer. So this would be the 12 disciples. They had replaced Judas by this point with another disciple, and probably the women and the core followers. So it wasn't just the 12, it was probably a group of people. So they were all gathered together in a room inside. And suddenly they hear a sound like the blowing of a violent wind that came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they must have wondered, what's going on? Is it the end of the world? They must have been terrified. So there was a sound of blowing like a violent wind from heaven. What is going on? What happened next? They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. Now, I've often wondered what this means. Was it like an individual flame resting on people's heads? Was it like a fire like you'd have up outside on your head? It says tongues of fire. Who knows? When it came, they must be going, what on earth? Are we about to die? What's happening? But then what happened next was even more extraordinary. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the God's Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other tongues, other languages, as the Spirit enabled them. This is it. Jesus promised. He said, stay in Jerusalem. At another point, he said, I will send you the Counselor. This is the Spirit. This is Jesus by his Spirit, God by his Spirit, with them. They're not alone anymore. And what was the effect? To speak a range of different languages. And they went outside and they started to speak. And there were people listening from all around the local region. So there's a long list: Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamia. Basically, if you look at the map, you've got Jerusalem in the centre, in the Middle East, in Israel. And then you've got areas all the way around, from Egypt, Libya, Asia, Pontus, Rome. People had come from, these are Jews who have come from all over the known world to celebrate the feast. I don't think that's a coincidence that suddenly the Holy Spirit comes on that day and there's this immediate send out, this immediate witness. And the crowds are like, what? what's going on? I mean, it's a bit like, you know, you walk into church and suddenly I start speaking Cantonese. And you're like, why? What? She doesn't look like she can preach in Cantonese, and yet she is. It was that shocking that someone who didn't look like they had come from that region suddenly started speaking that language fluently, not my broken hello goodbye in Cantonese, but fluently speaking about the goodness of God. And there's confusion. What does this mean? And also someone go, oh, they're drunk. They've drunk too much wine. And at which point, Peter, who is becoming the leader at this point, he stands up. He says, no, we're not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. But I'll tell you what is happening. Hundreds of years ago, there was a prophet called Joel. We have some of Joel's prophecies in, there is a book called Joel in the Old Testament. And you can read what Peter quotes in the Bible. And he says, hundreds of years ago, the prophet Joel said that God would pour out his spirit on all people. He said, your sons and your daughters will prophesy, your old men and your young men, your women, they would all prophesy, they would see visions, they would dream dreams. And this is the day of the Lord. This is the day that hundreds of years ago Joel saw was coming. And this is the day that Jesus said was coming. And later in the New Testament that we see, it's not just dreams, visions, prophecy, speaking in other languages. There's lots of, there's also a whole load of wisdom, faith, healing, miraculous powers. If you read the rest of Acts and into the New Testament letters, there are lists, there are examples. It's amazing. Jesus says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses to the end of the earth. Indeed, at the end of the talk, we heard quite a bit of it, but the end of Peter's talk, it says, those who accepted Peter's message were baptized, and about 3,000 people were added to their number that day. 3,000 people baptized because of the words that were spoken in all those different languages. So, today we remember the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's power. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts and power. Why? Well, firstly, to grow more in our faith. Become more like Jesus. We've just had our confession. None of us are perfect. Through the help of God's Holy Spirit, we can become more and more like Jesus. We're never going to be perfect, but we can leave behind some of our old ways. We can begin to see the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. And we can be a part of God's family. All those who believe in Christ are part of God's family. All of those who are baptized, we've just welcomed Edward and Una into our family in a really clear way. That baptism was an outward symbol of what has already happened. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we connect in different ways and we can support and help each other in different ways. Where you can use our gifts to bless others. And it's not just about us personally, it's about witnesses, 3,000 people. This wasn't just for the disciples to feel good about themselves. This was for them to tell others about Jesus. And this promise, just as it was 2,000 years ago, is still relevant for us today. It says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The promise of the Holy Spirit is for you, is for your children. It is all whom the Lord our God will call. That's all of us. God is calling all of us. So what does this mean for us? Just very quickly. Peter sums up in a couple of things. He says, repent and be baptized. If you haven't ever said sorry to Jesus for all the bad things, if you've never recognized him as your Lord and Savior, as the one who died, we remember Easter, he died to save you. He came back to life because he conquered death. If you're like, oh, I'm not quite sure if I'm a Christian, why not make that step? Repent. And then once you've made that step, you've discovered what it means to be a Christian, you could be baptized just like Edward was today. We would love to baptize you. Do have a word with us. We tend to just kind of chat to you about what it means rather than baptize you immediately. But if you've never been baptized, you'd like to be baptized, have a chat with us. And finally, receive the Holy Spirit. If you've never received God's Spirit, today you can. If it's been a long time since you've had God's Spirit in your life, you're feeling a bit spiritually dry, today you can. We're told to be filled and go on being filled with the Spirit. So all of us can be filled with the Spirit today, whether for the first time or whether for the thousandth time. And in a minute, I'm going to do just that. I'm going to invite you, if you feel comfortable, to pray with me and ask God's Holy Spirit to come in our lives. If you're not comfortable, that's fine. Just sit there. Just watch, maybe just pray. Say to God, I don't even know what's going on. I don't know what the Spirit is. I don't understand. I certainly don't want to invite the Holy Spirit to come. Fine, not a problem. When we invite the Spirit to come, we may experience the Spirit in different ways. Sometimes in big and obvious ways. If anyone remembers the Toronto blessing, that was all like really, you know, loud and obvious. Quite often, especially us Brits, it's much more quiet and subtle. We might just feel more peaceful. We may feel more joy. A common response is to cry, even if you don't know why you're crying. That's fine. You might not feel anything, but that doesn't mean that nothing's happened. It's all okay. So, if you're happy to, we're just going to spend a few minutes before we move into our activity inviting God's Holy Spirit to come. So if you're comfortable to, we suggest you get into a posture where you feel like you're inviting the Holy Spirit. Sometimes that can mean just holding your hands out in front. Again, if this is all new to you, if you're not a Christian, I'm really happy to talk to you about this afterwards if you have any questions, as is Ian. But for those of you who are comfortable, we're just going to invite God's Holy Spirit to come. So let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit of God. Come and fill us, your people, with your Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of your Spirit. Amen.